KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A manhunt is underway for two suspects after a shooting at a fuel station on Durban's Point Road last night. Inshore Security's Carl van Reenen says three armed men approached a taxi driver and opened fire. Further details on the driver's condition have not yet been released.
The man returned fire in defense of his life, striking and fatally wounding one of the suspects. A female bystander was struck in the leg and sustained moderate injuries. The two remaining suspects fled on foot and remain at large. The scene was contained and is under the investigation of the South African Police Services.
Nehawu in KZN has backed calls to strengthen bargaining councils, saying they are under threat. Delegates attending a G20 roundtable in Durban a week ago raised concerns over gender pay gaps and workplace inequality. L20 says some countries are failing to uphold labor laws, weakening unions' ability to protect workers. KZN's Nehawu Ayanda Zulu agrees.
We definitely share the same sentiments here in South Africa. Resolution 1 of 2018 in the Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council was eroded. As we speak, many countries' unions are on the streets to defend their right of collective bargaining, their right to strike. So as the union, we agree that we need to ensure that the working environment is conducive for workers.
Mpumalanga wildlife officials have captured one of four lions that escaped from Kruger National Park last Sunday. The male lion was found in Huntington and is now in the care of the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. Three others are still on the loose, with search efforts underway in nearby villages. The agency's Simpiwe Shungube has urged residents not to approach the lions and to report any sightings immediately.
They've been searching for these lions. We were using our drones, and we have also requested our colleagues from Kruger National Park to assist us with the chopper to search for these lions. We are determined and hopeful that we'll be able to locate these lions so that it can also be translocated.
Abroad, 12 people were killed and several others wounded after gunmen in fake military uniform opened fire at a cockfight in rural Ecuador. The attack happened on Thursday night in La Valencia. Security footage shows at least five men storming into the arena and firing automatic rifles into the crowd. More videos show spectators diving for cover under their seats. Police have detained four suspects and recovered military-style uniforms and two abandoned vehicles nearby. Your top story this hour. A manhunt is underway for two suspects after a shooting at a fuel station on Durban's Point Road last night. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Dinokuhle Malinga.